Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa man has died in a weekend fire. The Kossuth County Law Enforcement Center says it received a 911 call shortly before 4:30 Sunday morning from the 3400 block of 210th Avenue. A woman reported a fire and said she was woken up by the power going out in her house. She then noticed the glow of a fire at a workshop outbuilding. The woman says her husband had been out in the workshop earlier because he couldn't sleep and she did not know where he was. Titanka Fire and EMS were sent to the scene, and Kossuth County EMS and the Bancroft Fire Department also were requested to assist. At the scene, first responders found the outbuilding consumed by flames, and 45-year-old Brian Jensen was dead inside the structure. The Kossuth County Medical Examiner's Office and State Fire Marshal's Office were called in to help investigate and determine the cause of Jensen's death. Kossuth County Emergency Management and Kossuth County Sheriff's Office also assisted at the scene. A 19-year-old from Spain, charged with a sex crime in North Iowa, has been released from custody after posting bail of $25,000. Mason City Police arrested 19-year-old Federico Alejandro Figueredo Jimenez of Bodia del Monte, Spain, on April 1st on a warrant charging him with third-degree sexual abuse, a Class C felony. According to the criminal complaint, Figueredo Jimenez is accused of having non-consensual sexual contact with a female in Mason City, causing pain to his victim. He was arrested at 1001 College Drive in Mason City and booked into the Sarogordo County Jail on $25,000 cash-only bond, which was posted on his behalf last Thursday. Figueredo Jimenez is due for an initial appearance in Sarogordo County District Court this Friday. A Mason City man accused of sexually abusing a victim suffering from a mental defect or incapacity has agreed to a plea deal. Mason City Police arrested 46-year-old Mariko Henrik last September on two Class C felony counts of third-degree sexual abuse against a victim with a mental defect. According to the criminal complaints, Henrik was working at an assisted living facility when he entered the victim's room, took clothing off the victim, and performed a sex act on both July 19th and July 20th of last year. Court documents say the victim suffers from a brain injury that was caused by a medical altercation several years ago. Last month, Henrik entered a guilty plea to reduce charges of sexual exploitation by a counselor or therapist, both Class D felonies. Monday, that plea was officially accepted in Sarogordo County District Court, and Henrik is now scheduled for sentencing June 3rd. No one has yet stepped forward to claim a $500,000 prize won with an Iowa Lottery Powerball ticket sold in North Iowa last month. The Iowa Lottery says the winning ticket was purchased at QuickStar at 1502 South Federal Avenue on Saturday, March 16th in Mason City. Whoever won scored the $500,000 with a new double play option, which made its Iowa debut in November in the Powerball game. In the case of the Mason City ticket, someone matched the first five numbers but missed the Powerball in the double play drawing to win a $500,000 prize, the only ticket in the country to win $500,000 in that drawing. QuickStar will receive a $500 bonus from the Iowa Lottery for selling the $500,000 winning ticket. Residents new to the Charles City area are invited to an open house at the Charles City Area Chamber of Commerce later this week. Current residents and anyone else interested in learning more about Charles City are also invited to stop at 401 North Main Street between 2 and 6 p.m. on Thursday. Enjoy refreshments, meet the staff, ask questions, check out information on Charles City and Floyd County, as well as things to do and see in the area. There will also be sign-ups for a possible bus tour of the community and or walking tour of the downtown area to be held at later dates, depending on interest. The special open house aside, the chamber is open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The team of Kenan Wiley and Jordan Young edged out Chris Barrett by a single vote to claim the coveted Golden Ladle Award and win the 2024 Great Chili Cook-Off Friday in Charles City. The cook-off, which returned for the first time since 2020 with a new format, was hosted by Main Street Charles City at the Columbus Club. Comet Cafe students from Charles City High School were this year's featured celebrity chefs, with the general public invited to come sample all eight chili creations and vote for their favorite. The chilies were randomly numbered, with number five being voted the winning chili of Wiley and Young to beat out chili number one of Barrett. There was a two-way tie for third place between chili number six of Trevor Carlin and chili number eight of Clayton Wright. On Saturday night, Jordan Young was voted the 2024 Charles City High School Prom King. Claire Gerken was selected Prom Queen. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.